At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 411
on Now You Know.
All right, this summer we've been telling you about an electric vehicle raffle for a good cause, where the first place winner gets to choose between a Rivian truck or SUV, or a Tesla Model X Plaid, or even a Cybertruck.
And second place is a Hyundai Ioniq 5. And the best part?
Each ticket gets you not one, but two amazing chances to win a car.
But today, as human beings, we want to offer another huge reason to buy a raffle ticket benefiting the Chesapeake Climate Action Network Action Fund.
And that reason is this: our climate is in real trouble.
We founded this channel 9 years ago in large part to help create a more sustainable world, and that world is happening.
But not fast enough. This summer, we've seen astonishing heat waves across the country and the strongest June hurricane on record, Beryl, that knocked out power to 2.5 million Texans. We know you see climate extremes where you live, too.
And so if you're concerned, as we are, consider supporting CCAN Action Fund. Join their raffle at www.evraffle.org. And if you've already bought a ticket, consider buying another. This dynamic group advocates for clean energy policies nationwide.
And yes, the Tesla and Rivian prizes are amazing.
No more than 7,000 total tickets will be sold, each with two chances to win. It's the best odds we've seen for an EV raffle.
Again, visit evraffle.org. The tickets are just $200, and the raffle is currently undersold with just weeks before the drawing. So visit evraffle.org today and help save our climate, and maybe win a Cybertruck.
So we all know that Tesla was founded in California, and Tesla's first factory was, of course, the abandoned NUMMI factory in Fremont that Tesla bought for pennies on the dollar.
But as Elon Musk got frustrated with the policies and laws in California, he moved Tesla's headquarters to Austin, Texas.
Now Elon has decided to move more of his companies from California. To find out which ones and why, we go to X. So Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 1955, making California the first state to prohibit schools from notifying parents if their child uses different pronouns or identifies as a different gender.
And Elon said, this is so messed up.
Jason Calacanis, Elon's friend who helped fund Tesla during their rocky time in 2008, posted, so the state is the parent in California now, Gavin Newsom?
And Elon said, a lot of families and companies will move out of California because of this law. Who would want to risk the state taking away their kids?
Elon then said, this is the final straw. Because of this law and the many others that preceded it attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas.
He went on to say, I did make it clear to Governor Newsom about a year ago that laws of this nature would force families and companies to leave California to protect their children.
Hey, that's me in Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to say, the governor of California just signed a bill causing massive destruction of parental rights and putting children at risk for permanent damage. Oh, and XHQ will move to Austin. Have had enough of dodging gangs of violent drug addicts just to get in and out of the building. So you may remember Elon posted this 1 year ago today. Many have offered rich incentives for X, Twitter, to move its headquarters out of San Francisco. Moreover, the city is in a doom spiral with one company after another left or leaving. Therefore, they expect X will move too. We will not. You only know who your real friends are when the chips are down. San Francisco, beautiful San Francisco, though others forsake you, we will always be your friend. But I guess Elon has had enough.
Yeah, I mean, that was more to do with the state of San Francisco and not the state of California.
Right. I mean, Bojan said, I went to San Francisco yesterday, walked down the Mission Street in the middle of the day, people literally smoking crack on every corner. I can't think of a more dystopian hellscape.
Elon said, it's insane. Last Wednesday night, we got stuck in the garage at the ex-Twitter headquarters on Market Street because a gang was doing drugs in the street and wouldn't move.
Danny said, I live on 9th at the Avalon building, spitting distance from these photos. I saw a dead body in real life for the first time because I chose to live here.
A couple I know finally moved from San Francisco because there was a dead body in front of their house. They called 911 and no one even showed up until the next day.
And then it got kind of nasty between Elon and California's Governor Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom said to Elon, you bent the knee.
And that was in response to Elon endorsing Donald Trump for president. And in response to that, Elon says, you never get off your knees.
Michael Schellenberger said, you took the most beautiful state and made it the ugliest. You increased homelessness by 40%. You let addicts die on the street. You unleashed violent crime. Now you're trying to medically mistreat children. You're the worst governor in our state's history. Resign.
And Elon said Gavin's career is over.
Farzad said, you can already predict Newsom's 2028 presidential campaign will be centered around attacking Elon Musk.
Elon says Gavin will end up being a commentator on MSNBC, watched by about 6 people.
Elon went on to say, the goal is this diabolical law is to break the parent-child relationship and put the state in charge of your children. Jason Calacanis again said, I am done with California. We'll disclose my plans on All In podcast this week.
And Elon said, many will follow.
Now, I didn't hear Jason's plan this week on the All In podcast, probably because they were so busy talking about the Trump assassination attempt. But maybe next week he'll talk about it, because Jason has started hundreds and hundreds of companies in California. And lastly, Doge Designer said, I wouldn't be surprised if the governor implements a California leave tax next.
Elon said if such a roach motel tax were to be put in place, founders would go elsewhere. And I guess Elon was playing around with Midjourney AI because he posted this.
That is so realistic looking. Maybe that is him.
I don't know. It could be him.
And Elon appears to be moving another of his company's headquarters to Texas.
Let's see. We already know about Tesla. SpaceX is moving to Starbase in Boca Chica. X is moving from San Francisco to Austin. I think the Boring Company is already headquartered in Bastrop, Texas.
Yeah, these are photos from drone pilot Joe Tegmeyer of Boring Company and the Hyperloop Plaza in Texas, with more construction now going on to expand that facility. And Starlink is right next to it as well.
And maybe that pink area will be for X?
Maybe. We don't know yet. It's definitely one of his companies.
So Starlink and Boring Company are in Bastrop, Texas, which is about like 20 minutes from Giga Texas?
Correct. About 19 miles away. Here's a photo of SpaceX's Starlink factory in Bastrop, Texas. And Ezekiel, who works there, said, another beautiful shot of our SpaceX site in Bastrop, Texas. Elon said, it's a beautiful factory. This is, in fact, the Starlink factory.
So which one hasn't he moved yet?
Neuralink. So Elon's brain implant company. Neuralink was founded in Fremont, California. And now, according to mysanantonio.com, it appears that Neuralink will be building a $14.7 million office building at 2200 Caldwell Lane in Del Valle, Texas, which is a suburb of East Austin. It's a 37-acre parcel. It's about 20 minutes from Giga Texas. The plans show 112,000 square feet, including a 3-story building with offices, a machine shop, and a clean room. Work has already begun last week, according to the filing, and is expected to be completed by the end of May next year.
Okay, so where is Neuralink going to be in relation to Giga Texas and Bastrop?
So just down the Colorado River there, about 10 miles to the east.
So it looks like it might actually be faster to take a boat on the river than to drive.
Yeah, maybe Elon will take a cyber boat to and from work. Also interesting to note that in May, Neuralink posted looking for a resident neurosurgeon in Austin, Texas. And I think this has actually been in the plans for a while, because in 2021, Neuralink posted that they wanted a head of construction in Austin. So I think they've been always thinking of being close to Giga Texas. So yeah, Austin is going to be the center of pretty much Elon's universe.
Mm-hmm. At least he doesn't have to travel so much anymore.
I guess not. So Tesla is offering a complimentary option with full self-driving to allow the Model 3 Performance and Model X all-wheel drive so that they will qualify for the full $7,500 tax credit, stating, to enable additional Model 3 Performance and Model X all-wheel drive vehicles to qualify for the federal tax credit, we're offering a complimentary paint option for Model 3 Performance and seating layout for Model X all-wheel drive. For a limited time, customers can choose one of these options for free when full self-driving is added to their order.
So this isn't a huge incentive.
Yeah, I mean, it's $2,000 on the Model 3 to get you the ultra red paint for free. That keeps the price below the $55,000 limit for sedans. And it's a $3,500 incentive on the Model X, which gets you the 7-seat upgrade from 5 seats for free. This keeps the price, again, below the $80,000 price limit for SUVs.
But you have to buy full self-driving. Doesn't that push the price above the limit?
No. So FSD is not counted in the federal limit for the EV incentive. I didn't know that before. You can buy that and it doesn't actually go onto the actual like sticker price of the car. But yes, you do have to buy FSD to get the paint or the seat upgrade.
So you're paying more money so you can get a free option that then lowers the price of the car a little bit, which then allows you to get the full $7,500 tax credit.
Which is like getting full self-driving for free. It's a way to think of it.
Interesting. It's one way to, it's not a great way to think of it.
And then Tesla just raised the price of the Model S and the Model X in the US by $2,000 for each variant. So here are the new prices. So the Model X Long Range still qualifies for the $7,500 federal tax credit. Some are pointing out that Model S and X sales have been declining recently, with estimates of about 13,000 Model S and X sales last quarter, which would be a decline of about 31 to 37% year over year. We made a Patreon poll this week asking our patrons why this might be. Is it the general economy being weaker? Is it lack of refresh styling?
I mean, I would think that it's Cybertruck stealing sales away.
That could be it. It could be buyers going to other brands, or it could be that the Model 3 and the Model Y are such a good value. Anyway, we'll find out later in the show what our patrons think.
And hey, let us know what you think down in the comments below.
So Warren Redlich says, what's really going on with the Tesla Robotaxi event on August 8th? Did Elon Musk suggest a massive engineering change that left Tesla engineers speechless? Yes. Is the event delayed? Not yet.
Elon said, requested what I think is an important design change to the front, and extra time allows us to show off a few other things.
So it does look like it's delayed, but they haven't officially announced it as of the recording of the show.
Interesting.
So I think...
So that, if you were planning on going, maybe it's time to rebook your flights or whatever.
I guess, or I don't even know. Yeah, well, they hadn't really announced what the event was. And a lot of people were saying October would be the pushback date, but because they haven't named a date yet, we just don't know. Stay tuned here to the show. We'll tell you as soon as we know.
So let's take a look at this chart of U.S. EV registrations in May.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, I've seen something like this before, I think.
No surprise there, I guess, unless you've been listening to not us, because I think that most people don't realize that Tesla is in such a lead that it seems to break what should statistically be.
Right. I mean, when you read the headlines in the legacy media where Ford and GM spend literally billions of dollars, of course, you hear all the time how they're number two and number three. So many people think, well, they must be nipping at Tesla's heels.
Yeah. No. Ford sold about 1/7 the vehicles that Tesla sold in May.
And remember all those stories a few months ago when Tesla was about to start Cybertruck deliveries, how Cybertruck will be a flop? Well, that ain't true either.
Holmar's catalog said Cybertruck outsold the Rivian R1T and Ford F-150 Lightning combined.
Elon said, not bad. So Tesla had three electric vehicles in the top five in May, Model Y, Model 3, and Cybertruck.
Do we have those numbers?
Yes. Again, Tesla doesn't release actual sales numbers, so this is kind of estimating based on a bunch of things, but this is what we think the numbers are for May.
So Cybertruck accounted for over 45% of registrations of the top five all-electric pickup trucks.
Do you remember when Ford said they were going to spend $1.8 billion, by the way, to become the first to manufacture full battery electric vehicles?
That was in 2020, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were building this plant up in Canada, and it was going to be just all electric because they were going to go all in on electric trucks and just blow Tesla out of the water, right? Well, they've changed their minds. They're going to build the Super Duty gas-burning trucks in that plant instead now, instead of the F-150.
Oh, okay. Great. And speaking of Ford, Autoblog posted photos of what looks like Ford benchmarking a new, heavier F-150 EV variant with a Cybertruck.
Yeah, and this could be a Super Duty. This could be a 250 or a 350. The Ford truck appears to have hub motors.
Like in the wheels?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I guess to have more power, because it's going to be a Super Duty. Got to get more power.
More power.
Okay.
I mean, that's what Rivian did with their R1T in the beginning, right?
But they weren't hub motors.
True.
But still inboard. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe they're testing. I don't know. It doesn't seem to fit Ford's stance on EVs at the moment, since they've been so slow to ramp production of the F-150 Lightning.
And Ford has barely been advertising it.
Yeah. And as we've talked about, Ford has changed their plans to build electric pickup trucks at their new plant in Canada.
But in the announcement about that, Ford said that its future plans for Super Duty trucks will include multi-energy technology that would offer customers more freedom of choice. It further added that the announcement was, quote, supporting Ford's electrification plans.
Ah, okay. So Ford is taking the classic third road that many big auto companies try to take when they get to the electrification crossroad. Hybrid lane.
Yes, Hybrid Lane, that's right next to Hydrogen Boulevard.
Yes, which is just next to Let's Push This Off For Another Few Years Road.
It heads in the same direction, yes. I think, which is also in the same neighborhood as We're About to Go Out of Business Plaza.
Yes, this again is more evidence that Ford is f***ed. Giving consumers choice sounds good, right? But hybrids can't compete with full electrics. That's why GM pulled the Volt. It's a false sense of security for these companies that make engines and can't make batteries fast enough. So good luck with that strategy, Ford. You'll see we're right in a couple more years when Cybertruck becomes the best-selling pickup truck in the world. Ford, you had your chance. You actually came out with the F-150 Lightning first, and if you had doubled down on it, you stood a chance.
It's not a terrible truck. I think that people would have liked it.
Yeah.
But I can see what happened. They were in the boardroom, and they were saying, "Oh, well, sir, the batteries are hard to do." "Oh, so we don't have enough batteries?" "Yes, we don't have enough batteries." "Well, we have engines. Could we have both in the trucks?"
"Perfect.
Sir, that is a thing. It's called a hybrid." "That sounds great. We'll do that. Because with less batteries and still in a motor." "Perfect. We'll have engines and batteries in the same truck."
"I have a chart here. The consumers love choice."
"Yes, we will say that they can choose how to fuel their vehicle. It's a multi-fuel vehicle. They can
charge it." "It's a worse choice, but they like it."
And the thing that they don't understand, because they're sitting in a boardroom and not in a truck, is that when you make a plug-in hybrid, you have not enough batteries to support the amazing amount of power that a normal truck should be able to provide. And you don't have a powerful enough motor to really do much besides, you know, charge those batteries. But, we'll just make it beefier. Right. So now you have a big engine that has the same amount of maintenance issues as a normal truck.
Right.
And now you've thrown on a tiny battery pack, which is getting cycled to hell.
It's the worst of both.
They're like, "We'll have a battery that you'll charge up to 100%. And then in the course of a normal day, discharge to zero, and that will last 6 years, and then the trucks will be worthless."
All right, it's time for Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So we got the new Cybertruck Aero wheel covers are shipping, and Elon said
these are great. I want one.
We don't have them yet, but
I know. I want to see how good they are. That's great.
Chuck Cook says, in yesterday's video of the Tesla ADAS operators validating FSD supervised version 12.5, it was observed that one of the vehicles is possibly using Starlink Mini. Elon also wondering if you can help clear up if the Cybertruck is still in line to get FSD with the release of 12.5 as previously estimated.
And Elon said, yes, Cybertruck full self-driving releases with 12.5, which also finally merges the city and highway code.
Okay, so it's supposed to happen at the end of June. It's now July, but it's coming. It's coming. And then Meek Mills just got his black Cybertruck.
And Elon said, cool.
So this is a kind of sad story. Madison and Daniel Jerez, they operate an ice cream business in Bellbrook, Ohio. It's named Cyber Cream Dayton, and they operate it out of the back of their Cybertruck. But unfortunately, this happened to them. A vandal came and smashed all of their windows, and so they can no longer operate the business. I'm sad to say that a vandal, 29-year-old Courtney Piotrowski from Richmond, Indiana, came onto the Harris's property, smashed all the windows on the Cybertruck while two kids were inside it, by the way. And because Tesla won't be able to replace their windows until September, Cybercream won't be able to conduct business this summer.
So did this vandal target this business because they were using a Cybertruck?
She allegedly had already vandalized a home on the same block a few minutes earlier, smashing their propane tanks. So it doesn't look like she was targeting anyone in particular, just random acts of violence that have now affected this family's business.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. And the sad thing is because, you know, Cybertruck isn't fully in production, I guess it's hard to get all of the glass they'll need to them fast. So Tesla, if you can do anything to get them their glass faster so they can get back up and running, because it sounds like I was reading their Facebook and everyone loved this ice cream shop, you know, on wheels.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And it appears that someone bought a Cybertruck and then shipped it to Israel so they could drive it around there. But according to Israeli tech blog CTech, state procedures require that personally imported vehicles undergo a formal inspection at a licensing garage after leaving the port. However, the Ministry of Transportation has objections in the specific case of the Tesla Cybertruck due to its resistance to gunfire. Currently, a special permit is required to drive a bulletproof vehicle in Israel, and the ministry has chosen not to grant this permit until the inspection is completed.
So what if they don't issue the permit?
Load it back on the boat!
Maybe you could sell it to someone in a nearby country like Cyprus or Egypt or something?
I guess. I didn't know that bulletproof was a rule against. I thought that was a good thing.
Well, shucks.
Well, let's go to a country that is permitting Cybertruck. Last Thursday, Canada's Transport Department issued an exemption to the Cybertruck from the minimum steering angle requirement, which will allow Cybertruck to now enter Canada.
Oh, because the Cybertruck has the steer-by-wire instead of the traditional steering linkage.
Right. So I think Canada found this regulation. They hadn't ever specifically said you couldn't do this, but they found a regulation that kind of was like, oh, hang on. But they're making an exemption to it. So Tesla Cybertruck X account then posted that it still plans to launch Cybertruck in Canada this year.
So Canadians, let us know in the comments if you're excited.
That's pretty exciting. And then another sad but good story. Gregor Truck posted this from John M. in Auburn, California. A guy crossed over the double yellow and I could not get out of the way fast enough. We were both at highway speeds. My wife, granddaughter, and I were all shaken and are being evaluated at the emergency room, and I'm bored, hence the reason for the post. No critical injuries. The other guy was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. We were spun but not flipped. Thank you, Tesla Engineering and Manufacturing. This truck gave its life for us. I'll be getting another. And yeah, I mean, imagine being T-boned by a Ford Explorer and being fine.
Wow.
And if you want to read more about this, go to Cybertruck Owners Club, which is where he posted. And they help sponsor the show every week. And that's where we find all this really cool Cybertruck news. And there's so much more there. So head on over there. You can also see their tracker so you can find out where you are in line and when you're going to get your Cybertruck.
So those of you who have been watching us since the beginning of the Now You Know channel almost a decade ago know that we used to publish a lot of varied content on this channel.
Of course, Tesla Time News, but also episodes on everything from how to make tick tubes
to how to save $170,000
to reviews of movies and TV shows. Now, Jesse told me back then that putting all these different topics on one channel was not the way that the YouTube algorithm works, and he was right.
So we've launched other channels like Now We Adventure. For those of you who would like to explore e-bike adventures, we hope you'll join us.
On our 9th episode this week, we traveled to World's End and we took a coastal e-bike adventure.
We hope you'll check it out because we have a lot of fun recording these trips for you.
Even though we live only about an hour and a half away from where we just went, I had never been there. E-bikes really do open up new places to explore, and you got some really cool drone footage.
Yeah, we'll see you over there on Now We Adventure. The link is down below in the show notes, and you can watch that right after you watch the news.
All right, how'd you like to go on a charging adventure?
Oh, why, sure, Pa.
Well, let's hop in the Rivian and drive on down to the outpost.
Wait, what are we doing?
You know, we're gonna charge up at the Rivian Yosemite Charging Outpost in Groveland, California. That new charging experience where we can make our own trail mix, get some free coffee, and read a book from the on-site library. And we could also buy some Rivian merchandise while we're there and hang out in the lounge featuring furniture made from upcycled secondhand materials.
Whoa.
There's even a children's play area and a water station for the poop.
Okay, this sounds nice and all, but why are we going to a Rivian outpost? Why not just charge up at a Tesla supercharger?
Because Rivian spent all this money to make it, so why not use it?
Well, because it says here that they're only open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's the indoor part. The outdoor charging part is open 24/7.
Yeah, but it says here that there's only 5 DC fast chargers.
Oh, 5 is plenty. Don't you worry. RJ Scaringe hasn't made that many Rivians, so it shouldn't be too crowded.
But isn't Rivian running out of money? Why are they building a fancy low-volume charging stations if they're not even profitable making trucks?
That's just the way RJ likes to do things. It makes it more of an adventure that way. Would life be fun if you knew what was going to happen every day? Well, it's the same thing with a company. Better to spend money on frivolous things that have nothing to do with being profitable, like coffee and snacks. Now, isn't that fun? Heck, life's not an adventure without rustic outposts, and Rivians are. Say it with me.
Adventure vehicles.
You got it now. So let's say we head on down the trail to the Rivian Outpost and rustle up some snacks. Who's with me?
So did you know that RJ Scringe is worth $2.2 billion and is one of the richest people in Orange County?
Yeah. On paper, at least. As long as that Rivian stock doesn't tank.
But I just...
Look, what a waste of money. Can I just say... Look, it's cute. I get it. Maybe if they did this on day one. If they said, like, this is what we're going to be doing, and then if they did it.
Or if they had the Rivian network of chargers, which they said that they were going to do. If everyone was like, well, I mean, why? What do you expect them to do? I don't know what they said. They said that they were going to come up with a huge network of chargers.
Right.
And they have some. For everyone's like, well, but they have a couple. They do have a couple. They do have a few. But it is nowhere close to what I would call a charging network.
Well, and this just shows where their priorities lie. They put 5 DC fast charging stations here. Okay, 5. Name me last time you saw a supercharger with only 5. Usually the minimum's 8.
Of course. Again, because it's Rivian, maybe they can have less. I don't really have much. Like, there's nothing much to be mad at about this outpost.
Except that they're burning money and losing money on the sale of every truck. They're losing over $30,000 per vehicle.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, from a user perspective, it is a plus. It is sure. Like, we can go to – because I think that maybe – RJ is just thinking about people who like live in California and go to Yosemite all the time, or people who live, I guess, around the whole world. I don't know how I would take the Rivian. I mean, I know now how I would take the Rivian to Yosemite. I would use Tesla superchargers.
That's what I'm
all
saying.
The way. And then I would stop once at a Rivian charger, and then I guess I'd go to Yosemite.
And get some free snacks. Do you know how expensive it is to keep offering free coffee and snacks? That means you have to have full-time service people making sure that the place is kept clean. When Tesla does this, it's in a shopping mall plaza or whatever, and all those businesses are already operating, so they don't have to pay for that. I just think this is such a short-sighted way to like gain marketing when what people really want, and they don't know it yet before they buy the electric cars, they want good charging.
Mm.
By the way, that last photo isn't RJ, it's Steve-O from Jackass. I just had to throw that in. So remember a couple weeks ago on our in-depth episode we did about the cyber camping experience? In fact, you did it. You took the cyber tent in the cyber truck, and you talked about how much battery drain there was every night if you left Sentry Mode on.
And even if I shut it off with the app, the Cybertruck would still stay on waiting in standby mode. I lost like 13 miles a night.
Well, maybe Tesla engineers were listening, because according to Tesla app updates, in the new 4.35.0 Tesla software update version, it says to conserve the vehicle's battery, the app only wakes it when you send a command.
Hmm.
Normally, when you're just playing on the app and looking at your car, it would wake up the car and use energy. And supposedly now it's not. So that's a great change. That could save bazillions of gigawatt hours every year.
I mean, over the span of time, yeah, it could save a lot of energy.
I mean, when you have 6 million cars in your fleet.
It's true. Now, I don't think that it's going to necessarily save any energy from Sentry Mode specifically, but it will save energy. I think the big thing would be if you had your app and you left it open, it would say to the car, stay awake.
Mm.
John is looking at the car, so stay awake in case John wants to do something. And then if John had fallen asleep, like with his phone, then the car or truck would have stayed on the whole time. So check out the Xiaomi SU7 Ultra.
Oh, is this a new e-scooter that we're going to review?
No. I mean, I get that it's a bit confusing because Xiaomi makes e-scooters and smartphones, but they now also make EVs. A lot like Yamaha making pianos, TVs, and motorcycles. So do you remember that we reported on the SU7 before?
Oh, yeah. Xiaomi has like 50,000 pre-orders. It's a four-door, like Tesla killer in China. Its starting price is just under 30,000, and it has 299 horsepower, if I remember.
Yeah, and the upgraded Max model has 673 horsepower for around $41,000.
Wow.
But I am talking about the just unveiled SU7 Ultra.
Oh, okay. So even more powerful than the Max. All right. So what are the stats?
It has double the horsepower of the Max, a whopping 1,548 horsepower.
Okay. Yeah. But it says here that it gets the power from two V8s and a V6. So it's a gas car.
No, that's confusing too. No. Xiaomi has named their electric motors the V8 and the V6, just in case you weren't confused enough.
Okay.
So, but they're electric motors.
But they're named after old motor. Okay.
Yes, I don't.
Okay. So what's the acceleration? It must be crazy.
Yeah. 0 to 60 in 1.97 seconds with a top speed of 350 kilometers an hour or 217 miles per hour.
Wow. Okay. But 1,548 horsepower, that's more than a Chiron.
Yep. And it weighs 1,900 kilograms, which is less than a Model S Plaid.
How big is the battery pack?
We don't know yet. The Max version, which is the one step down from this, has a 101 kilowatt hour Cattle battery using the new Quillen 2 battery cells that have a high C rating of 5.2, so they can charge really fast and discharge really fast. And they say that the charging should be zero to full in 12 minutes, according to Xiaomi.
Wait. 0 kilowatt hours to 101 kilowatt hours in 12 minutes. I highly doubt that.
Okay. And Xiaomi claims that the battery can keep pumping out greater than 800 kilowatts, which is over 1,000 horsepower, even at 20% state of charge.
Okay.
So Xiaomi is planning on racing the SU7 at Nürburgring in October to take home the four-door EV record, which is currently held by the Porsche Taycan at 7 minutes and 7 seconds.
All right. That all sounds great. What's the price? When's it coming out? And where will it be available?
All good questions. But Xiaomi hasn't shown us yet. So we'll see.
Okay. Sure.
I think it's great. I think having a high performance EV that you can't buy in the US is that's fine.
I mean, even if they didn't do the Max or the Ultra, just the sub $30,000 one, I think would be great, but they have to do it.
It's really
and make money doing it.
It's interesting to me that they didn't split it up into two different models. I think that this is kind of like in NASCAR when they put like a Ford Focus grill on the front of their NASCAR and you're like, oh, that's a Ford Focus. And it's like, that is, there shares no parts with a Ford Focus. But you kind of are like, oh, the brand. And here they've taken what is essentially a Plaid or maybe a Roadster. And they've made it the same model as something that's the same price or less as a Model 3.
Yeah, I just don't see how they're going to make money doing that. But
they don't have to make money on the fast truck if everyone right. is like, oh, my God, is that an SU7?
Gotcha.
And they're like, yeah, it's an SU7, which probably sounds way cooler in Chinese, I'm sure. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news.
All right, Starman, take it away.
Welcome back to the Starman Report. I'm Eli Burton, your host. And this week, we have some big updates coming out of NASA. Starting off with the cancellation of the NASA Viper project. Following a comprehensive internal review, NASA announced its plan to discontinue development of its Viper, the Volatiles Investigating Polar Exploration Rover project. Moving forward, NASA is planning to disassemble Viper and use its parts and components for future moon missions. Although Viper is canceled, NASA is going to pursue other methods to accomplish many of Viper's goals, including verifying the presence of ice at the lunar South Pole. A future CLPS delivery, the Polar Resources Ice Mining Experiment 1, also known as Prime 1, is scheduled to land at the moon's South Pole during the fourth quarter of 2024 and will search for water ice, carry out resource utilization demonstration using a drill, and mass spectrometer to measure the volatile content of the subsurface materials. In other news, NASA JPL just gave a new update from the experts on the NASA CADRE team. CADRE stands for Cooperative Autonomous Distributed Robotic Exploration and is part of the NASA mission to send a trio of rovers the size of a carry-on bag to the moon. The project is designed to show how multiple robots can work together and explore a region autonomously. By taking simultaneous measurements from multiple locations, CADRE will also demonstrate how multi-robot missions can record data that was impossible for a single robot to achieve. This is a tantalizing prospect for future missions. Last but not least, this week we hit the 55th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. 55 years ago, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two humans in history to set foot on the lunar surface. And to celebrate, let's look back at the famous footage of Armstrong's One Small Step for Man.
Break, break, Buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
It's a little shadowy, but he said he expected that in the shadow of the lunar module. Armstrong is on the moon, Neil Armstrong. 38-year-old American standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Every time I watch this footage, I get chills. How cool it must have been to see this live. And if you're like me and you weren't alive when it happened, that's all right, because just in the next few years, mankind is going to return to the moon with the NASA Artemis program and the SpaceX Starship lunar lander, and we are once again going to return to putting our footprint on the lunar surface. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching this week's episode of the Starman Report, and I look forward to having you back for more of the most exciting news in space.
Thanks, Eli.
And if you would like to meet the real-life Starman, then you want to be at the Tesla store in Santa Monica on August 3rd from 1 to 2 p.m.
In the show notes, we'll post the Eventbrite link. The first 500 attendees will receive a free limited edition Starman comic.
Woohoo! That's coming out. So exciting. And in more SpaceX news, as we reported last week, SpaceX's Falcon 9 Mission 9-3 that launched from Vandenberg with 20 Starlink satellites experienced a liquid oxygen leak that caused the second stage to fail to get to full.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, Dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Orbit. The FAA is now requiring an investigation, but SpaceX filed a request on July 15th to resume launches with Falcon 9 before the FAA concludes their investigation.
The FAA said it would allow Falcon to fly again, quote, if the mishap did not involve safety critical systems or otherwise jeopardize public safety. We'll have to wait and see if SpaceX can get that determination. Elon reposted SpaceX's full duration static fire of Flight 5 Super Heavy booster.
He said more than double the power of the Saturn V moon rocket.
And Starlink says Starlink is now providing high-speed internet to more than 400,000 active Canadian customers, connecting about 3% of homes across the country.
And Elon says Starlink is now serving about 3% of homes in Canada.
3%, eh? And this may have nothing to do with Starliner, but NASA did just award SpaceX a $250,000 contract on July 15th to see how quickly SpaceX could launch a Dragon rescue mission. There are currently 7 Dragon spacecraft made, 4 crew and 3 cargo. One is actually up at ISS. I would not be surprised if Dragon saves those astronauts.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think they're like, oh, no, we don't want to get on Starliner? No, no.
I'd be like, oh, oops. Oh, Starliner.
Oh, we launched it. It broke.
There
is a Soyuz here. I'd rather take that. We reported on this news from NASA a couple weeks ago. And on July 17th, NASA had a public Q&A media teleconference about how the deorbiting of the ISS will work.
SpaceX said with 6 times more propellant and 4 times the power of today's Dragon spacecraft, SpaceX was selected to design and develop the U.S. deorbit vehicle for a precise controlled deorbit of the space station.
Alex says in just a handful of years, a beefed up version of SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft will launch on a unique mission to safely destroy the International Space Station. The specialized Dragon will have 46 Drago engines and carry 35,000 pounds of propellant.
Elon says this will be a very dramatic event, sky full of shooting stars, albeit over an empty region of the Pacific, but we will still get great video.
And Elon went on to say, this is harder than it may seem. ISS has pretty low max thrust limits, as the solar arrays are very floppy, but requires a high total impulse to deorbit with precision. Elon then said, check out the new SpaceX EVA spacesuits. These will allow astronauts to do spacewalks.
The Polaris Dawn crew recently completed a series of spacesuit acceptance tests in preparation for the mission's extravehicular activity, or spacewalk, marking the final significant development and test milestone for SpaceX's newly developed EVA spacesuit.
Dima tweeted out, Mr. Beast installed Starlink in a rural village in Zambia. That's really cool.
And Elon said, cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is really awesome that millions of people watch Mr. Beast, and this is probably how they're learning about Starlink. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to pick up an amazing Henson razor, you can head over to HensonShaving.com. And if you use our code Now You Know at checkout, you can get 100 blades for free.
Makes a great gift. Escape into the future. Alex says, Clay Lacy Aviation has completed its first 5 installations of SpaceX's Starlink terminals in Gulfstream and Bombardier ultra-long-range business jets. There's been high demand for this transformative connectivity technology, says Gulfstream.
And Elon said, cool.
So I was just like, I'm not really in the Gulfstream world, so I started to do a little digging. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much a Gulfstream costs?
$2-3 million?
The lowest that I could find a Gulfstream for, new. Mm-hmm. $23 million for a G280, $73 million for a G800. That's top of the line. And then I was looking into, like, what does it cost when you own one of those things per hour of flight? Every hour you're in the air, it costs $10,000 to fly it. That's maintenance, capital costs, and like...
And up until now, you didn't have high-speed internet. Give me a break.
But now you got high-speed internet.
Well, now it's all worth it.
All right, it's time for Going Green.
So if we're talking about green, it doesn't get much greener than this. Tesla Manufacturing posted last week, 1 million trees planted in 2024 alone.
And of course, they're referring to the area around the Giga Berlin factory. Trees had to be felled, of course, to build Giga Berlin. But you may remember that forest that they had to take down was specifically planted as a farm for making wood and paper products.
It was a monoculture, so it was all the same species of trees.
It was just a crop.
It wasn't a forest in the traditional sense where it's like nature. This was more like corn, but instead of corn, it's all one type of tree.
So Tesla, just in this year alone, has planted 1 million new trees in land around Brandenburg, more than twice what Tesla removed to build Giga Berlin.
And Tesla has planted dozens of species of trees and shrubs with forestry experts like Axel and Bjorn, so the new forest will be diverse and support many species of plants and animals.
So to all of those so-called environmentalists who are camped out right now in the forest and want to attack Giga Berlin and destroy things, how about you focus your energies on companies that aren't doing this? Because Elon said he would replant more trees than they removed, and they have. So let's be honest here. Those people camped in the forest are misguided. If they truly want people to consume less, which, by the way, I'm in favor of, then they should learn the whole master plan, which is that electric robo-taxis will actually reduce the number of cars on the road in the future, not increase it.
And if you have an electric car, it uses less energy than a gas car, and you can power it using solar energy, which many people who drive electric vehicles want to do. Not even the environmentalist types. I've met many different non-environmentalist Tesla drivers who get solar installed on their house. Why? To get free electricity from the sun to power up their car, because that makes economic sense.
And we want to thank the folks at EVject. So you can get this little device at EVject.com. We've been having so much fun testing it out. Basically, when you're charging up, you are kind of stuck, right? You're a sitting duck as an EV charger. Now, with this little device plugged between your car and the cable, this will break when you drive away if you need to in an emergency.
And this could potentially save your life. It's something that for some reason was never thought of when electric vehicles were starting to be developed. And it really didn't take hold until we talked to some people who really needed it. And then we said, can anybody make this? And then EVject was amazing enough to design and manufacture something that you can buy today.
Yeah. And so head on over to EVject.com. This is what it looks like once you've driven away. And then you might be like, oh, but then I broke it and it costs money. Yeah, they'll send you a new one for free. Oh, and don't forget, use our code when you get there, NYK, and you will save 50% off the price. All right, it's time for sunspots.
Want to see some photos that are going to blow your mind?
Mind ready.
All right, check these out.
Whoa, what? Where is that?
Texas. That is a Tesla mega pack, which has its own X account, by the way.
Okay.
And it posted this last week. We've committed to an additional 15.3 gigawatt hours of mega packs to Intersect Power. The agreement adds to Intersect's 2.4 gigawatt hours of mega packs under operation or construction, including 966 megawatt hours at three Texas sites, set to move from concept to commissioned within 12 months. Two of the sites will be operated by AutoBidder and will boost Intersect's solar and storage capabilities. So this is at the Radian Solar Project in Brown County, Texas, and the Lumina Solar Project in Scurry County, Texas. And Elon was excited about it. He said over 15 gigawatt hours of megapacks.
Okay. To put this in perspective, because 15 gigawatt hours is a big number.
So big.
That's about 3,900 megapacks.
Say what now?
Which is about 5 or 6 months of production from Tesla's megapack factory in Lathrop, California. Now, it's hard to find Tesla's margins for a megapack, but according to Morgan Stanley, Tesla's operational profit from one megapack sale is equal to the operational profit from selling, get this, 100 Tesla EVs.
Wait, so this single project is probably equivalent to the operational profit from the sale of 390,000 EVs, or about 22% of last year's total EV sales profit?
Yes. So do you see why Elon said that Tesla Energy could be bigger than Tesla Automotive?
Wait, so all of this profit, does that count AutoBidder?
Oh, no, that's just selling the units. There's more profit to be made from AutoBidder down the road. Holy but yeah, that's just selling the units.
Sheldon Kimber, CEO of Intersect Power, says no one in the market can match Tesla's depth of experience in storage technology.
Now, the megapacks are expected to be delivered in 2025 and 26, and the project is expected to be fully online by 27.
And for more perspective, year to date, Tesla has installed 13.4 gigawatt hours of energy storage globally. This one order is 15.3 gigawatt hours.
And as Smoke Away reminds us, you can just take energy from the sun. You don't have to pay for it or anything.
And Elon says, converts over 4 million tons per second into energy and requires zero maintenance.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds like he's trying to sell the sun.
Hey, and talking about selling sun, if you want to put sun on your roof, you have a lot of questions, go to our friends at Energy Pal. They help you with finding out the best installers, finding the best panels, the best inverters, all that stuff that you probably know nothing about. They do it all for you for free. Let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. We need your stories to make the show great. Remember, all it takes is 2 minutes or less, shoot them in landscape, good audio, no music, and send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
What do we got this week?
Well, Ken sent us this story about the Tesla Service Center grand opening and ribbon cutting in Warminster, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I'm Ken from astarshipstory.com, reporting live from beautiful Warminster, Pennsylvania, with the grand opening of the brand new Tesla Service Center in Bucks County, the largest one in Pennsylvania. I'm here with numerous members of the Tesla Owners Club of Pennsylvania to witness firsthand the big ribbon-cutting ceremony and, of course, to see the Cybertruck firsthand. Interestingly, the property is already up for sale, less than 3 months after it opened. But Tesla isn't planning on going anywhere anytime soon. The company holds a 12-year lease on the 56,000-square-foot property, so they're here to stay. The sale price is listed at $18.9 million. But the cost to build the facility was a mere $6 to $8 million. That's netting Tesla well over $10 million. Nice work if you can get it. The facility includes a waiting area, showroom, car wash area, 18 lifts, and 2 loading areas for delivery. The operating hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays, but closed on Sundays.
And this is probably the only thing that could pull heads away from the Cybertruck.
And I'm Ken from astarshipstory.com, reporting live from the grand opening of the Tesla Service Center here in Warminster, Pennsylvania, the largest one in the state. And now you know.
Thank you so much, Ken. That was awesome.
All right, it's time for the Patreon bonus stories. These are all the stories that we couldn't fit into the show. We give them to our patrons for just $1 a month. So go support us and get all of these stories. If you don't know what we're talking about, patreon.com/nowyouknow. Link is down below. Try it for a month. See if you like it for just $1. If you hate it, don't do it anymore.
$1.
We'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. That was a lot of fun. It's time for the Patreon poll where we ask our patrons to answer a question. This week, it's why did Tesla's Model S next sales fall in Q2?
And it looks like because the Model 3 and Y are such good value. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and number 2 is Cybertruck stealing sales. I think, yeah, between those two.
These are good problems to have.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And because of what's going on in politics, you know it's going to be a big week, so buckle up. Alexandra Mertz, Tesla boomer mama, says, with over 90% and more of 3,000 participants wanting to support Tesla's board of directors to increase the security budget for Elon, the board members, the employees, and the sites, we set up a below letter.
And Elon says, appreciate the thought.
Jason Calacanis said, in all seriousness, on the topic of DEI and the Secret Service, the job is to be 6 feet, 2 inches, 4 feet wide and take a hail of bullets. I don't care if you're male, female, or non-binary. Will you jump in front of an assassin's bullet?
And Elon said, exactly. Positions should be based on merit only, especially when lives are at stake. And he went on to say, could be a man or a woman. Just to be clear, needs to be large enough to do the job. Someone like Brienne of Tarth would be fine.
Juanita said, how did it get this far when a bystander was able to get this photo? Unbelievable.
Elon said, interesting choice of no scope.
Elon went on to say, I tried using both X and Legacy Media this weekend, but Legacy Media was so far behind and wrong that it was pointless. When something is wrong on X, it is corrected very fast, but it stays wrong for hours to days on Legacy Media. Mark Pincus says, X Twitter is the new CNN. Cable news crushed networks. Now X is doing the same. Impossible for mainstream media to keep up when events are unfolding in minutes. Hate to acknowledge that Elon seems to have been right again, even at a stupidly high price.
Elon says, it was a stupidly high price.
Elon says, congratulations to J.D. Vance. Excellent decision by the real Donald Trump. And he said, Trump Vance resounds with victory. Timely truth is immensely important for the collective consciousness to function well. Doge Designer says Elon Musk recreated the iconic meme.
Elon said, I was pulling network cables on Saturday to understand the critical path better. Went through both the Tesla and XAI supercomputer cluster.
XAI said, come help XAI route photons as an elite fiber tech in Memphis, Tennessee.
Elon said, both Tesla and XAI are looking to hire network engineers and technicians.
Austin Defender said, the director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, said today during an interview that she will not resign from her position following the attempted assassination. On Saturday, a former President Donald J. Trump at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania.
Elon says, what an unrepentant imbecile. Nobody ever gets fired, even when a presidential candidate is almost assassinated. Incompetence costs lives.
The Wall Street Journal said, exclusive, Elon Musk has said that he is committing around $45 million a month to a new pro-Trump super PAC.
And then Elon posted this photo. fake news.
Homer's catalog says, Democrats, f*** Elon Musk. Elon Musk, okay, I'm not voting for you then. Democrats, you monster.
And Elon said, yeah.
Jeff Pro says he's supporting people who want to take away Tesla subsidies and give them to gas cars instead.
Elon says, take away the subsidies. It'll only help Tesla. Also, remove subsidies from all industries.
Chris Hadfield, the astronaut, said those three men climbed into that tiny capsule atop that huge rocket and left Earth for the moon. Neil, Mike, and Buzz Aldrin, I salute your courage and unending impact 55 years ago today.
And Elon said, one of the greatest things humanity ever did.
John Krause says, new Starlink mini dish powered directly from Tesla Model 3. High-speed and portable internet anywhere you can drive and have a clear view of the sky.
And Elon said, cool.
AJ said, Democrats are pissed that Elon is voting Republican. They should remember blah, blah, blah. And Elon said,
I try not to start fights, but I do finish them.
Jason Foster says, please tell me this is not real. So Secret Service didn't post anyone on the roof because they might fall?
Elon said, dumbest excuse I've heard in a long time. So an untrained kid can handle that simple roof no problem, but professional snipers can't. And just find a sloped roof somewhere if you want to assassinate presidential candidates.
And then get ready for some slope jokes. Jared said, too slopey, not too slopey.
Elon said it's beyond absurd for so many reasons.
Doge Designer said, just a picture of Secret Service agents standing on the roof of the White House.
He said, looks very slopey.
And then Elon posted, biggest, baddest, highest budget security agency on the planet, a slightly sloped roof. Oh, also, Cybertruck has a sloped roof, just saying. Caitlyn Jenner said, strong move. The state is not the parent. Parental rights are greater than that.
And Elon said, thanks.
Charlie Kirk says, still no one fired or resigned since Trump got shot.
Elon says, there certainly will be after the election.
Sam says, day six without power here in Houston. Thanks for keeping my family fully powered up before and after Hurricane Beryl via solar and the Powerwall Tesla. My toddler, puppy, and wife truly can't thank you enough.
And Tesla Energy tweeted back. They said, glad everyone is safe. 7,000 Powerwall owners in Texas had over 200,000 hours of backup power last week.
Sean says, why I'm so vocal about politics right now. I believe this is the most important election of my lifetime. And Elon said,
first time that I'm being really vocal, too. I think America is in deep trouble if the administration doesn't change.
Elon then said, wow, steak and eggs with coffee in the morning really feels like a power up. Elon said, we have recently received many requests to suspend or otherwise impact accounts on the left. However, X is a free speech platform that aspires to give equal voice to all within the bounds of the law. That is what we will do. And then someone posted that a climatard is a person who believes that climate can be changed by paying a CO2 tax to the government. Elon said, a CO2 tax properly applied would change the tragedy of the commons, that is the steadily rising CO2 parts per million level. If we're going to tax anything, then we should prioritize taxing the potentially bad over the potentially good, as we do with alcohol and cigarettes over vegetables and fruit. I disagree with those who view the climate risk as catastrophic in the 5 to 10 year range, but the long-term risk is very real, even if one simply considers quality of life at a given CO2 level. The indoor CO2 parts per million level is significantly above the outdoor average. This means about 800 parts per million for about 400 parts per million ambient. Above 1,000 parts per million, people are noticeably negatively affected. Above 2,000 parts per million, it gets really painful. Wall Street Silver says Congress will never cut spending. Both parties are part of the problem and out of control.
Elon says this time it will.
Cernovich says the world has been glued to X these past 3 days, myself included. You can see analytics through the roof. Even on an otherwise ordinary musings, people are not signing off. X is what television was during the 1960s, radios decades before.
David Sachs says, imagine if we didn't have free speech on X, the Matrix would reset. Nobody would even know.
Elon said, yeah. Christopher Stanley says, if only politics were this simple. And Elon retweeted it, because that's where he is, folks. He's in the center. Tesla Synopsis says, be kind and let him enjoy life.
Elon says, I think he should stay in the race, but they're going to take him out.
And this was before Sunday. He was already predicting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're going to be taking Biden fishing soon. That was on July 18th, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, he knew 3 days before. You know the saddest thing about betrayal? It never comes from your enemy. Lex Friedman says, I visited XAI and Tesla supercomputer clusters in Memphis and Texas and was blown away by the rapid rate of progress. It was fascinating to watch Elon and team constantly improve every aspect of the process. Also, as a human, it was a bit surreal and humbling to walk around inside the brain of a giant superintelligent computer that is quickly becoming more powerful. The future is going to be wild.
And Elon said, maybe the AI can finally make Half-Life 3. Because he's wearing a Half-Life shirt. That's funny.
Bill Nelson says, an exciting new discovery by Mars Curiosity. While traversing the Geddes-Vallis Channel, our Mars rover found something never seen before on the Red Planet. rocks made of pure sulfur. This is a thrilling find in our search for ancient life.
And Elon said, wow.
All right, so everyone's talking about the $45 million pledge that Elon has made to a super PAC. We're going to talk about more on this on the Patreon bonus stories because there's a lot of info there. But basically, Elon said, this note is false. I have not pledged anything to anyone. I did create a PAC that is focused on supporting candidates who favor a meritocracy and personal freedom, but funding to date has been far below that level. Smoke Away says, hear me out. Grok-powered algorithm builder on X. Chat with Grok using natural language to update your personal algorithm. Find a post you don't like, hit the Grok button, and explain what you don't like about it. Create your own for you.
Elon said, yep, we're already working on making something close to this.
Dave Lee says, Trump, I will end the electric vehicle mandate on day one, thereby saving the U.S. auto industry from complete obliteration.
And I will end the electric vehicle mandate on day one. Thereby saving the U.S. auto industry from complete obliteration, which is happening right now, and saving U.S. customers thousands and thousands of dollars per car.
And Elon said, obliteration is coming anyway.
Elon Musk said, a surprising number of people think that Tesla survives on subsidies. That is true of our competitors, but not of Tesla. And then talking about the massive IT outage that happened on Friday, Elon said,
biggest IT fail ever. And then Microsoft and an angry face.
Jason said, I guess CrowdStrike doesn't do staged rollouts?
Elon said, we just deleted CrowdStrike from all our systems, so no rollouts at all. Unfortunately, many of our suppliers and logistics companies use it.
Brendan Carr, chairman of FCC, says, talk about the passage of time. It has now been 977 days since the Biden-Harris administration passed its $42 billion plan for expanding the internet. Zero Americans have been connected. Zero shovels worth of dirt turned. Is that the passage of time that VP Harris had in mind?
Elon said, truly staggering levels of waste and incompetence.
Mario posted, breaking, Ninth Circuit Court upholds Arizona's voter citizenship requirement.
Elon said, damning that Dems fought so hard to allow registration to vote without proof of citizenship.
Not the Beast says, Speaker Johnson calls on Biden to fire Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle immediately.
Elon says, 100% no-brainer to fire the no-brainer. Sloped roof my ass.
Wall Street Silver says, Bill Gates wants you to stop eating natural dairy butter. He would rather you eat his heavily processed chemical version, which he claims will help climate change.
Elon says, real butter is fine.
Culture Critic says, why did past societies build so much useless beauty everywhere, and why did we stop? It might be a measure of culture's health.
Elon says, beautiful streetlights are so worth it.
Jimma said, my car just drove me from San Francisco to LA. I just sat there with my hands in my lap and watched the road for 6.5 hours. It felt unreal. Hands-free is a bigger change than I expected.
Elon says, and it will only get better.
Wall Street Silver says, your tax dollars at work. Just 6% of federal workers in office full time.
And Elon says, yep, no traffic in D.C.
Rex says, you going to comment on Trump's EV policy announcement or what?
Elon says, it will be fine.
Ashok says, if you liked FSD version 12.4, you're going to love 12.5.
Elon says, 12.5 will feel amazing compared to 12.3.6.
John Carmack says, it's a little unfortunate that I need to choose between sunglasses with hands on wheel versus normal glasses and hands off due to the attention monitoring software needed to make sure you don't fall asleep, but I get it.
Elon says, should be fixed in 12.5.
Dan says, is sunscreen a hoax?
Elon said, if you look at the instructions carefully, it will admit that it doesn't work for the first 15 minutes, and I get sunburned in less than 10 minutes.
Massimo says, North America about 77 million years ago.
Elon says, the time scale of continental drift is a reminder of how much our entire civilizational history is just a flash in the pan.
Fisher King says, Sam Harris just had Ann Applebaum on his podcast. The latest Russia conspiracy theory is that Elon Musk had business interests in Russia and has spoken to Putin. Elon then talked to David Sachs, who then spoke with J.D. Vance, which explains why Vance doesn't want to spend money in Ukraine. I don't know how you spin these theories without feeling embarrassed.
Elon says, I literally have zero interests in Russia. Tesla has no operations there. SpaceX directly competes with Russia for space launches, and Starlink is a key asset of Ukraine. Sam Harris is a pompous hypocrite, writes book about how lying is terrible, and then advocates lying to keep Trump from being elected, who is visibly and audibly detached from reality, how far he has fallen.
Farzad said, Americans should embrace politics more. We need to get away from having an allergic reaction once someone gets remotely close to political topics. Don't forget, we are in charge of them, the politicians. We pay their salaries. They serve us. Evil flourishes in silence.
And Elon says 100%.
Elon says, change the programs that someone else put in your mind. Paul Graham says one of the best ways to protect your kids against conformism is to point out examples of it. It can also be very funny. Even a four-year-old can see how ridiculous some of them are.
And Elon said, yeah.
Elon said journalists, for the most part, are the insufferable smug snitches from middle school who turned pro. Think about that. Molson says Ukraine has received more aid in 2 years than all of Europe received during the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II.
Elon said, even adjusted for inflation, dang.
And then Elon changed his profile pic. Oh, no. And to explain why, Elon changed his profile pic on X to one with blue laser eyes, mimicking Biden's red laser eyes, dark Brandon meme, which he posted earlier this year.
And Dan said, is the world ready for dark Elon? And dark Elon laughed.
Elon said, I heard last week that Biden would resign at this exact time and date. It was widespread knowledge in D.C. The real powers that be are discarding the old puppet in favor of one that has a better chance of fooling the public. They fear Trump because he is not a puppet. My smartest friends, including those living in the San Francisco Bay Area who have been lifelong Democrats, are excited about Trump Vance. I believe in an America that maximizes individual freedom and merit. That used to be the Democratic Party. But now the pendulum has swung to the Republican Party. And Wokeness says, breaking, Alex Soros endorses Kamala Harris. He's in charge of the $25 billion family empire.
And Elon says, I'd just like to thank Alexander Soros for not keeping everyone in suspense about who the next puppet would be.
Adrian Dittman says, one of the greatest forms of sabotage is incompetence.
Elon said, incompetence in the extreme is indistinguishable from sabotage or a conspiracy.
Autism Capital says, they're not going to stop trying to assassinate Trump, are they?
Elon says, it's tougher now since they need to get JD too.
Graham Allen says, I still know it's going to be Michelle.
Elon says, seems inevitable.
Bill Ackman says, if this were a hostage situation, that letter would not qualify as proof of life.
Elon says, does have hostage vibes.
Vinod Khosla said, hard for me to support someone with no values, lies, cheats, rapes, demeans women, hates immigrants like me. He may cut my taxes or reduce some regulation, but there's no reason to accept depravity in his personal values.
Elon says, he doesn't hate you. In fact, I think he likes you. Meet him and find out for yourself. How many times do you read something in the media where you know the real story, but what they printed was diabolically false? Well, it's way worse in politics, which is a blood sport. I'm not suggesting that Trump is without flaws. However, we need an administration that's more likely to be meritocratic and promote individual freedoms over the heavy hand of government. Many years ago, that was the Democratic Party, but now the pendulum has swung to the Republican Party.
Agree on not trusting media. Agree on meritocratic and promote individual freedoms, but abandon climate and drill, baby, drill. Be MAGA and abandon NATO and American leadership and moral authority. I was socially liberal, registered fiscal Republican till climate made me switch.
Elon says civilization does need oil and gas for quite some time. I don't think we should demonize an industry that is essential for humanity to function. However, as you know, sustainable energy production and consumption is growing very rapidly and is tracking to exceed the use of hydrocarbon fuels. That will happen no matter what Trump does. As for NATO, the amount contributed by the United States is absurdly higher than other allies. Why are American taxpayers paying for the defense of Europe when Europe is fully capable of doing so itself?
And lastly, Elon says Tesla will have genuinely useful humanoid robots in low production for Tesla internal use next year, and hopefully high production for other companies in 2026. Nice work by the XAI team, X team, and NVIDIA in supporting companies getting Memphis supercluster training started at 4:20 local time. With 100,000 liquid-cooled H100s on a single RDMA fabric, is the most powerful AI training cluster in the world. This is a significant advantage in training the world's most powerful AI by every metric by December of this year.
Woo! We got through it.
All right, time for community mail time. What do we got?
Jeff and Linda spotted this white Cybertruck at McDonald's in Modesto, California.
Michael sent us this picture of his red Model 3 Highland parked behind his brother's Model 3 Performance.
Rob spotted this electric semi-truck in Chicago, Illinois.
Ishay saw this Ford Mach-E with camper in Manning Park Resort, British Columbia.
Julia spotted this Lotus Elettre at the Concours d'Elegance car show in Littleton, Colorado.
Ressa saw this Chevy Silverado EV in San Diego, California.
Joey went to see the Cybertruck on display at the Richmond showroom in Victoria, Australia.
Colin saw this Optimus at a Tesla showroom in Bicester, England.
Carlos saw this Microlino EV in Bern, Switzerland.
Rick spotted the Cybertruck pulling a camper charging up at the Waterville, Maine supercharger.
And David saw this holographic Cybertruck in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice. All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what's out there in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, it's Morgan here in Calgary, Alberta at the 8-stall Supercharger here. It's right at the Cross Iron Mall, so it's pretty straightforward to get to, but it's pretty north out of the city. But you're right at the Cross Iron Mall. It's a huge, huge, big mall. And if I may pan a little bit, you can see you're right here by the food court, so you can stop off and then go grab a bite to eat, use the washrooms, you're all ready to go. There's tons of stuff here to shop and do, which is really great. I would have to give this a 10 out of 10 because this is apparently the only supercharger in Calgary. But yeah, here it is, and it's great that it's here. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. It's Cindy in Florence, Alabama, at the new Tesla charger. It is conveniently located, I must say, because it's in front of a Target and right next to a Sam's Club and a ton of different places to eat in the parking lot, including Zaxby's and Wendy's and other such fast food. I think it just opened. I've been here a couple of times in the recent months, and it's been here but not ready. And now they're open and charging.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Ray Kent, and I'm at the South Hills in Pittsburgh at the version 3 supercharger. There's an 8-stall supercharger behind me, and I'm in town visiting family, renting a blue Model 3 long range with my girlfriend Rachel, who's in the car, who absolutely loves it. And this supercharger is located at the grocery store called Giant Eagle in Pittsburgh, so it's a great location. I was super stoked when I saw it coming in, not even being a Tesla owner, so that I could create this video and show off what a great location this is. There's a Best Buy down the hill a little bit. Can't really see it. And then on the other side, there's a, of the road, there's a TGI Fridays. And if you go a little bit further, there's a mall. This is a great location because it's in between three townships in the South Hills called Bethel Park, Upper St. Clair, and Mount Lebanon. So it's a really ideal location for South Hills. And I absolutely love it. I give this, I'm a Yelp star reviewer, so I'd say like 4.5 stars easily on Yelp, sandbagging it. So thanks, Zach and Jesse. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Good news from Northern Ireland, as we've just got our very first supercharger. The gates now stay open for 24/7 access to these V3 units in front of the service centre in Belfast. The Boucher Road is a busy commercial area on the outskirts of the city, and it's just a few minutes off the M1 motorway, either from Junction 1 at Broadway or Junction 2 at Balmoral. There are 4 V3 units here, and there are good amenities in the local area with plenty of shopping and a McDonald's and a KFC a short walk away, plus a Tim Hortons and a Costa Coffee just across the road. Let's hope we'll see some other sites opening in Northern Ireland soon. But for now, I'll give this supercharger a 9 out of 10. So now you know.
Hi guys, Mark in Wake Forest, North Carolina with the new supercharger. We have 12 stalls here in a nice retail space. A lot of things to do, places to go. You got Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue. You've got a lot of different places to eat. Tons of retail, and just here on Capitol Boulevard, which is Highway 1, getting ready to go towards Virginia to the north, and then to the south takes you directly into Raleigh here in North Carolina. So great place to stop. I'd give it a 9, so now you know.
Thank you, guys. It's so great to see your reviews. All right, let's check out what the new superchargers are in the world.
We have the 8-stall in Encinitas, California.
Number 94 in Australia is the 8-stall in Springwood, Queensland.
The 12-stall, version 4, in Fremont at West Warren Ave, California.
The 12-stall in Pleasanton, Texas.
The 32-stall in Mountain View at Grant Road, California.
Number 76 in New Jersey is the 40-stall, version 4, in Mount Laurel Township, New Jersey.
Number 473 in California is the 12-stall, version 4, in Arcata, California.
Number 47 in Nevada is the 16-stall in Verde.
Number 165 in Texas is the 12-stall at Converse, Texas.
Number 22 in the UAE is the 4-stall in Dubai.
Number 50 in Arizona is the 12-stall in Chandler, Arizona.
Number 2081 in China is the 2-stall 120-kilowatt in Zunyi.
Number 19 in Thailand is the 4-stall in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
And number 120 in Japan, number 6514 in the world is the 4-stall in Takayama, Japan. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
We'll be covering the Tesla earnings call this week on In Depth, so make sure you hit the subscribe button and the little bell icon so you don't miss it.
Now, we've been covering Tesla's earnings calls for years now, so we know what to look for. Often we get lots of useful tidbits of information that can be deciphered.
And if life is getting a bit stressful this week, maybe try heading over to our Now We Adventure channel and relaxing while we take you on an electric adventure.
Yeah, we enjoy making them. Who knows? Maybe it'll inspire your next adventure. Because remember, folks, that's what life is. and adventure. Thank you for being awesome.
We'll see you next week. Now you know.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.